The minutes to make sure it's correct.
There you go.
All right.
All right.
So.
The Veterans Affairs Committee meeting has now commenced. It is April 9, 2025. The time is 6 p.m. The meeting is being held through a hybrid format. As we continue our efforts in meeting remotely and in person, we ask all commissioners and guests to mute yourselves until called upon to speak to avoid feedback and background noise. For those who have dialed in using the calling number to unmute to speak, dial *6 on your phone. Also, prior to speaking, please announce who you are to identify yourself. As a reminder, this meeting is being recorded. We ask that you only use the chat function to request to speak or to announce that you are leaving the meeting so that we can track quorum. Also, in order to comply with the state meeting open law, attendance and votes will be done by way of roll call using audio, not by using chat function. Alan Young. Alan Young. Alicia Fuller.
Here.
Ann Hollis. Ann Hollis. Bruce Hayes.
Present.
Lorraine Obregon.
Present.
Garcia.
Present.
Marlon Ruiz.
Present.
Rocio Carey.
Here.
Harry Byron.
Present.
Tom Tunks.
No, he's going to join us, but
he's off.
There he is.
Okay. And William Burks.
Here.
Quorum of 9.
All right. So let's go ahead and call this meeting to order. We've got our quorum. Here.
So, Bruce, can you lead us with the invocation?
Yes, ma'am. Father, we ask you that you provide us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to run this proceeding in a manner that is fitting your presence. We ask this in your name. Amen.
So let's go through item 3, introduction of our guests. And as we do it, our guests can go ahead and give us their updates. So first up is the Southern Arizona Veteran Affairs Healthcare System. It looks like we have Maria, and I thought we had Orlando too. So go ahead, madam. You have the floor.
All right. Good evening, everyone. I know we met last month, but just to reintroduce myself, I am Maria Nguyen, the Associate Director or Chief Operating Officer at the Southern Arizona VA Healthcare System. I'm located in Tucson. What it looks like. just want to make sure for the sound check. Can you all hear me loud and clear?
Yep.
All right.
Yes.
Sounds good. So I know we submitted our update for the month, and there was a lot of activity in the month of March that we talked about last week, but I'll just highlight some things. On Tuesday, March 18th, SavvyHicks honored 28 outstanding social workers because we have a social worker of the year. And so Jennifer Pina, the LC W social worker was actually nominated, and she's a social worker that works for the homeless veterans program. So definitely, I know many of you probably have interacted with her before, but definitely if you do see her, congratulate her. We also had the reopening of our Patriot Pantry, and the Patriot Pantry is our area that provides veterans with shelf sustainable emergency food supplies, and the food pantry is available for any food insecure veteran enrolled in VA healthcare. So to get more information, you can either email TucsonPatriotPantry@va.gov or call 520-792-1450, extension 13287. I know some of your organizations actually contribute to our Patriot Pantry, so again, thank you for your contributions. For the month of April, we are celebrating what the VA calls Veterans Patient Experience Month. And so we'll have various themes, but the overarching theme is own the experience and you matter here. So There's a lot of different resources that we'll be highlighting for our veterans, and we're posting each of those highlights each week on our social media page. So please take a look at what we're highlighting for each of these weeks. Right. And then our activities for the month of April, we've actually already kind of kicked them all off these first 2 weeks of April. And so many of you may have come to our mental health open house already that occurred on April 8th. So again, thank you for your attendance. And also today we had our adaptive recreation clinic. It was happening in our sports park, and we invite veterans with amputation, spinal cord injury, or traumatic brain injury onto campus to trial out adaptive equipment for various different sports like basketball, tennis, pickleball, and cycling. And so that was a very engaging event today. Hopefully some of you were able to visit us. And we also had our veterans health fair at the same time, just offering the resources in our Rose Garden. Again, just reminders for everyone in general. We are continuing to transition our veterans to the new travels claims form. Remember, there was the old beneficiary travel voucher claim. It's officially expired, so we do have folks sitting in the lobby of the primary care building, building 80, to answer questions, but the forms can also be found online. And any questions, our beneficiary travel office can also answer those for you. Okay. So I think that's the majority of the updates for March and into April. Any questions or anything that I can clarify?
Awesome. Well, as always, thank you, Maria, for those awesome updates. Very thorough. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. So now item 3B, we have Matt here from the City of Tucson Veterans Coordinator.
So hello and good evening, everyone. The city has recently been approved for two programs. That's the Military Spouse Employment Partnership. And hopefully there'll be a formal announcement. I think they're saving it for May for Military Spouse Appreciation Month. And just this week, we got approved for the Army PAYS Partner for Your Own Success program. And so that announcement will be coming out shortly. Continue to support transitioning service members through the DoD Skill Bridge program. And there's going to be a veteran ERG called City Vets. Our next meeting is going to be the 23rd of April, and we're going to have two guest speakers. One is going to be from the small business department here at the city, sharing resources for if you want to start your own business and things that are specific to veterans. Again, this is going to be specifically for the City of Tucson Veteran Employee Group. And then there's also going to be someone to help transition and share how to translate civilian skills, our military skills, into civilian terms, as well as some additional military spouse support as well. So that's going to be on April 23rd.
Nice. Y'all recently had a veteran claims clinic, right?
So that was January, I think we're going to have another one in June. So, helped with VA claims, had the VA healthcare there as well. Thank you to all the Sava Hicks folks that were able to attend, and then it was Arizona Department of Veteran Services that was there as well to help with VA claims processing.
How many veterans did you have join in on that?
That one, I think, was 22.
22? But this is open not just to the employees of the city, but anyone within the metro area?
So, no, we're keeping those only for city veteran employees right now because I don't have the resources to do more. But that is the goal, and looking forward to continuing to support when and where I can.
Well, thank you. That was the first one that the city has done, right?
That was actually our third one that we did.
Wow.
So we had one January of 24, June of 24, and then January 25.
Okay.
And we're going to try
like
June again about every 6 months.
Excellent. Oh, you're getting some momentum on that. Good to hear. Good to hear. Good job.
Thank you.
Any questions? Awesome. Good job on that. All right. Do we have Margo from the Tucson PD? Okay. 3D, do we have Sarah from the Kino Memorial Park?
No.
No. Arleth, are you here from Mark Kelly's office? moving down the line here. All right. So now on item 4 on our agenda, approval to legal action report. So go ahead and take that over, Bruce.
I make a motion that we approve the legal action report for the meeting of February 12th,
2025.
At first?
MOWW second.
Thank you, Marlon. Got a second? For the legal actions.
That was a second. Marlon was a second.
Marlon was a second. Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry. Look, my brain. I'm right. Telling you. All right, so roll call.
Alan Young. Alicia Fuller.
Yes.
Ann Hollis.
Yes.
Yeah. Bruce Hayes.
Yes.
Lorraine Obregon.
Yes.
Marcia Woolier.
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz.
Yes.
Rosie Carey.
Yes.
Terry Byron.
Yes.
Tom Tunks.
I didn't hear you, Tom. Is he frozen? No.
Here he goes.
Okay, thumbs up. Oh. Yeah, he's unmuting, but we're not hearing him.
And up. William Burns.
Yeah.
Thank you. It passes 10-0.
Okay. So item 5, Treasurer's Report, Ms. Carey.
Sure thing. This was emailed out with the initial invitation. So this is for March 1st through March 31st. Beginning balance, $1,221.72. Sadly, zero deposits. Expenses, we have an upcoming expense of the band for the four chaplain ceremony. We just recently were able to make the bank changes to make it so I could cut checks. So I will be sending $150 to the band. So, but we still have $1,221.72. Any questions or comments?
At first, before I lose track. Again.
Tom raises it.
Tom. Okay, so we got Tom. Got a second.
Lorraine Obregon, I second the treasurer's report.
Green hand, Bill. Thank y'all for that. All right, roll call.
All right. Alan Young. Alicia Fuller.
Yes.
Ann Hollis.
Yes.
Bruce Hayes.
Yes.
Lorraine Obregon?
Yes.
Marcia Woolheater?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Rocio Carey?
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
Tom Tunks? Yeah. Okay. Got it. And William Burks?
Yeah.
It passes 10-0.
Yeah. All right. Item 6A, the Arizona Veterans Memorial Cemetery. Anne?
Yes, we just had our monthly meeting last night, and there are currently at the cemetery, let's see, 5,223 interred. There will be a 10th anniversary event next March that we're finalizing. A plaque will be dedicated, and we're still working out details, but next year is the 10th anniversary of the opening of the cemetery.
So. That's good to hear.
That's all I have.
Any questions or comments? Okay. Thank you for that. Now, 6B, Arizona Department of Veteran Services. Do you have any updates from them?
I do not.
Nope. And thank you, Terry, for taking that on and helping share what they pass on.
Yeah, the one thing I do have to share is that they were going to start having a representative at the VA present to schedule future appointments. So if there's a walk-in, they'll schedule an appointment. So they'll have staff at the benefits building. I don't know if it's building 13 still.
But yes, ma'am, it is. It is.
Thank you for confirming that for us. Okay. Any questions or comments there? Right. So now item 6C, the Military Lounge Operation Exodus. Terry, I don't know if James was able to join.
Yeah, I don't think James was able to join. I did send him the link. I was hoping he would respond to my email and let me know how many military personnel we had passing through the military lounge. But sadly, I did not get a response. DD Memorial did take care of a pallet of water at Costco for the military lounge on our behalf. So,
well, thank you for their donation. Appreciate it. All right, so item 6D, the Memorial for Veterans Memorial Park, the 50th anniversary. What feedback do we have from that event?
Yeah, I was attended, and it was really good. The luncheon went really well. Commandant Tunks from Nighthawk 72 shared a personal story of how his family related to the Vietnam War. Alan Young spoke and made a huge impact on the audience. And then we had I can't remember her name, but she's the current commander from Post 132 in Oro Valley of the American Legion. And she gave a very poignant speech as well. So it was very moving having them speak at the luncheon. Jerry Harwood, something like that.
Was he a nurse or something, right?
Sorry?
Was that the nurse or no? That was not.
No.
Okay.
No, we played during the luncheon. We played a video that President Morgan had received from BVA 106 of the 50th commemorative concert that they held in D.C. So that was kind of entertaining to watch the different military bands get up and play period music for that time frame. And then the ceremony itself at the park was a little low on attendance, but it still went off, I think, without any hitches. And a reminder that the memorial that we're trying to place on behalf of Vietnam veterans, the 107 from Pima County, is on hold as far as being installed at Kino Veteran Memorial Park. Because the Mosaic Quarter down the street, down Ajo, where the U of A Ice Cats will have their ice rink, that developer is setting aside some property for military memorials. And so we're going to move the memorials from Kino Veteran Memorial Park down to that site, and we will be able to add the Vietnam Veteran one there. And then the Vietnam Veterans of America would also like to see a memorial for Desert Storm and the Global War on Terror.
I wonder if what they can do, because we have a couple of memorials and you can't relocate all of them, right? I wonder if they can do like a map that shows the other ones around the area.
I think we did talk about doing that, and I will certainly bring it up again when we meet with the developers again to maybe point out which ones, but it's not going to be open until March of 2027, so we've got some time. But if anybody wants any information about that, please reach out, and please share it with your organizations.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
I have a question. So, are you, like, taking donations to help put towards building the memorial park? So, do they already have the money necessary to complete? Would they like donations, maybe?
Well, that's a really good question. Mosaic Quarter is not accepting donations at this time. I know Vietnam Veterans of America Tucson Chapter 106 is still taking donations because they're still creating the memorials that will be placed there. And we haven't worked out the details about who's responsible for what at this time.
So I'll get with you later, get a little bit more detail. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for that offer to help. All right. Any questions there on the Veterans Memorial, Vietnam Veterans Memorial on the 50th anniversary? Okay. Item 6C, and Kiet and Ms. Terry on the board chaplain ceremony.
We will start planning the four chaplains. We will have it again at Keno Veteran Memorial Park in February. I haven't looked at the date yet because it's too far away. Yeah. But like I said, I still haven't paid the band yet for them playing in February. The porta potty that was present was actually provided by Pima County Parks and Rec. Because the Vietnam Veterans of America paid for some plastic replicas of the memorials that were stolen, because they paid for that, they donated the porta toilet so that we didn't have to pay for it out of pocket. So that saved us about $165 on the four chaplain ceremony. So,
and as always, thank you for that, Terry. It always comes off beautiful, that event.
Thank you.
Any questions on the Four Chaplains event? I guess we should have put on there the planning for 2026 on the agenda. Sorry for that. Okay. So now item 7, the Nighthawk 72 events in the memorial. Tom, Harry?
Well, if Tom's got his speaker working out.
On mute. But even then, when you unmute, we sometimes can't hear you. Can't hear you.
Okay, I guess I'll have to take it over there, Commandant. Is that all right? Can't hear him talking. Okay. It was the memorial, the 25th anniversary memorial that we held at the Marana Regional Airport Nighthawk 72 Memorial Park. Went off very well. We had a 3-star general, Lieutenant General Rocks was there. We also had Major Davis. Both of them had personal ties to the lost aircraft. Actually, Lieutenant General Rocks was in the third aircraft, because initially there were 4 Osprey that were going to land during the training exercise. He was in number 3. So 1 crashed, 2 landed, and 3 and 4 were waved off. So being in that aircraft and watching all that happen had to have been pretty horrific. But we were very happy to have him attend. We also had I think about 10 other Marines from that same unit traveled to come to the memorial. We had one of the pilots, his daughter, he passed away before she was born, or she was just a few months old. And so she came from across the country. She's 25 years old now, of course. And so she was very grateful for the community continuing to support and honor the 19 Marines. We also had another family members, because mom, sister, and brothers and nieces and nephews came out for one of the other Marines from Long Beach, California. So very rewarding to be involved in such a ceremony, to be able to provide that kind of comfort to those that were involved. We had Josh Hansen. He's been coming for a while. He was a member of the unit. And that was at 10 a.m. large turnout. It was really great. And then because it was the 25th, we did an 8 p.m. candlelight service. 8 p.m. was when the crash actually happened. So we thought that that was time to reminisce there. And so we lit candles as we read the 19 Marines' names and placed them. And we had, there's one Marine that shows up, and I'm not sure. I know he's part of the unit, but he shows up every year, doesn't usually say anything, but he actually participated in the candlelight service this year. So I was really glad to see him coming out of his shell a little bit. And like I said, just really, really rewarding.
I know in hearing some of the family stories, some of them, like the daughter, you know, she was born, I think, 3 months after her father passed, one of the pilots. She said she didn't know that we were doing this out here, you know. So to hear it, she's like, it was just so heartwarming. Like, oh, my gosh, he's not forgotten. So thank you for that, Terry. Every year you do a fantastic job. Tom, all you guys, yeah, do a fantastic job. And I believe y'all created a 501c3 for
it. Yeah, we have Friends of Nighthawk 72 that we actually are completed with our 10x10 pavers, but we have bricks available for purchase at $250 a piece. And those monies, those funds will go to help make some finishing touches at the park. And we're still working on trying to get signs along I-10, which was our goal in the first place, was to make sure people knew that the memorial was there. And so we're still working on that challenge, but it's just
how much are the bricks for purchase?
250, and we have 27 left because there's only going to be 40.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Any questions or comments? Thank you for that, Terry.
No, and thank everybody here for their support, because Marlon came out, you came out. We had the Tucson Marine Women Marine Association out there. So it was really nice to have the support from all of the veteran organizations.
We even had some Casa Grande Marines groups.
Oh, yeah.
Join.
Yep.
So it's really good to see not just the metro area, but even farther up, they're coming down to celebrate or, you know, come and help with the memorial and stuff and support. Thank you. All right. So item 8, our social media presence. Questions, comments, updates, suggestions on that one? So as always, you know, make sure any of your events, flyers and everything that we send them out to Amari and Francisco so they could send them out to the rest of us. And we still have our Facebook social media page where you can post them on there too. You know, and get your events out there, in front of all these different groups that are out there too. Okay. All right. Item 9, outreach to the mayor and council. First, before we open up for discussion and everything, you know, one, thank you to our clerks, you know, for helping us secure this room, for those that are wanting to come in person and everything, too. So thank you very much for setting that up for us. So really appreciate it. When you came back and we're like, oh, you made it easier. You already found a place. Like, this is it. So thank you for that. But any other questions or concerns to bring up for item 9, outreach to the mayor and council? Anything else you want us to send up to our clerks to send up? Go ahead, Lorraine.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay, thank you for the opportunity. So did we ever hear back, because it seems like several months ago, I think I've asked, it was a couple months I asked, if we would have anybody from the mayor's office or councilman or council, period, come and join us. Did we hear back from that? Does Francisco or Mari know what the response was? And that's all. I just need to know what the update, and if not, can you send out another email and invite them, please, to see if they will join us?
We have invited them. We know that they're busy and they do have a lot going on, but we can send another email and see if we can get some of them to come in and join us, whether it's in person or virtually.
Thank you.
And I believe Marlon, you had sent up a letter, I guess, too, from MOWW. Have you gotten response on that, Marlon?
Yes, they have said that since the proclamation wasn't needed since August, that they would, for us to reach back out in July. He did let us know before the meeting started that he needed a little bit sooner, before June 1st. So we're going to talk to her assistant tomorrow and stuff that gave us that information to begin with and see if he can get a little bit sooner.
Okay. Thank you for that.
MOWW caveat. Also, in that conversation, would appreciate if we can get a confirmation of whether Madam Ambassador, I keep saying Madam Ambassador, sorry, Madam Mayor, will accept the invitation to the banquet that we're going to have, or send a representative. We already have one Vice Mayor confirmed for the town of Marana, and we're pending on Sarita. So, the sooner that we know that, we can then move on to the meal selection so we can button that up.
Yes, sir. I'll make sure to reach out to them tomorrow and see if I can provide your response if they respond to me.
All right. Thank you. Really appreciate all the help.
You're welcome.
Anyone else, if y'all have any other invites and stuff like that for your events, make sure you know we got this venue. And I mean, not just the venue, but we have our clerks here to also help with that. Don't forget. Any other questions or comments on that? Item 10, fundraising strategies. Any ideas, comments, suggestions, fundraising? Go ahead, Bruce.
I just recently turned in a request to American Legion Post 109 to see if they could help us with the funding. I haven't heard anything back, and I will be submitting a request to the Disabled American Veterans Chapter 28 to see if they can help us with something, but that won't be until the end, almost the end of the month.
This is Terry Byron. I will be, Dignity Memorial is sponsoring the letters, the fundraising letters that we sent out last year. Last year I sent 253 letters. I kind of pared it back a little bit. I'm only sending out around 200 letters this year. And Bruce, if you could follow up with 109 and 28, but all the veteran organizations around Tucson are getting that donation request, as well as an invitation to join the VAC. So if you can just follow up with your organizations, that would be great.
And again, you know, some of the ideas that were thrown out in the past was, I don't know, like a car show or having like a local restaurant donate money, you know, like for a night.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you. We brainstormed, Rocio and I, when we went to the bank, we kind of brainstormed. And after we split up, I had a thought of, there's a wine tasting company at St. Philip's Plaza that invites, you can bring your own food in. And there's a food truck that does charcuterie boards. And then maybe we could go there and offer like a wine tasting with a charcuterie board and sell tickets for, I haven't checked out how much the winery costs, but maybe we could sell tickets for like $50. Per person, and that would cover the cost of the charcuterie board and a flight of different wines, and all the wines are from Arizona. So does that sound like something we would want to pursue? Anne shaking her head yes. But it would require the entire committee to help sell tickets, for sure.
Well, I say we give it a try. I mean, it's income to help, you know,
right,
support events. So, I mean, I'm not a wine drinker, but I'll help support. So.
Well, they may have ciders or they may have mead.
I'm a foodie. You know? You have food, I'm there.
Charcuterie board.
I know. I heard that. I heard that. I was like, oh, I'll take my water, but you know.
Okay. So I can check into the both of those items and see perhaps what we would be able to sell the tickets for without, you know, gouging people, but at least make some money and have some fun and.
One of the other ideas that we've talked about, there's a nonprofit group called the Gift Horse. They do therapeutic type stuff, not just for vets, but vets too in the area. They're off of Swan and River Road in that little area. They said we could use their facility to kind of do like a barn dance kind of thing, you know, a little fundraiser. They do car shows on that facility. I can't remember how many acres. I'm trying to look through my notes here. On here. It's quite a few acres.
Did you say 10?
10? Probably like that. Yes. So, yes, 10 acres or 2,010 acres. What? 1 to 2.
Square feet.
Yeah. So about 10 acres there is what they have. They typically have a car show for, like, the Gregory School. She said they could probably do it after October 18th, which is when the Rotary Club does their car show. It'll be all ready to go. And they think they could rent us the property for probably about $250, the owner. So that would be something in the fall to kind of plan for, you know, whether we do our own car show or just a nice little hoedown or something like, or something classy or whatever y'all want there. But that's another option there if y'all are interested on those. So
maybe we should have an anniversary.
Yeah.
We could. We could.
So did somebody raise their hand? I thought somebody did. No? Okay. Bruce? Okay.
Terry, if it would help you out leading the way home, my ministry would be happy to donate a roll of stamps for your mail out.
Thanks, Bruce. Diggy Memorial is covering all of it, so but I appreciate it.
Sorry, catching up here on my notes.
Maybe for the fundraising, the actual invitation to the fundraiser. How's that?
That worked for me.
Okay.
All right. Item 11, Veterans Day Parade Memorials.
This is Terry Byron. So the Veterans Day Parade is happening on the 11th. I just confirmed it. The foundation is meeting just about monthly. I can't remember when our next meeting is. Registration won't open until August. So mark your calendars for that. The theme is the 250 years of military service. So we're honoring all branches of the service. So something to think about for your theme for your entry. And the parade route, I believe, is going to be exactly the same until a lot of the construction around downtown clears up. It's all we can do. So, but they're also looking for some funding. So, you know, a homie hookup for portable toilets or for barricades, that would be greatly appreciated. Or just money. Money's good.
Excuse me. Could you repeat the theme again? All branches of
it's the 250 years of military service.
Any other questions on that? Concerns? Comments? Okay. Item 12, report for the good of the order. So we'll do a roll call there and see who's got some items.
Alan Young. Alicia Fuller.
I do not have anything this month.
Ann Hollis.
Nothing more.
Bruce Hayes.
Nothing to add, thank you.
Lorraine Obregon.
Yes, thank you for that. I have nothing to add for this month other than it took me a month to get well, and thank goodness. I'm sorry I missed the night April 5th event, but I didn't want to be a super spreader. But I think I'm going to clear this week. Thank you.
Marcia Woolleader?
I have nothing to add. Thank you.
Harlan Ruiz?
Thank you. MOWW is entering perhaps the busiest time of year for us. We are currently servicing the state of Utah, New Mexico, and Arizona annual school awards, JROTC and ROTC presentation awards. So we're doing a lot of travel. On my travel schedule, I'll be headed out to San Antonio, Texas in about a week or two to do a site survey for the 2026 MOWW National Convention to happen there. Again, a shout out to the 2025 convention, which is going to happen in first week of August of this year at the Desert Diamond Casino Hotel Conference Center. And it's going to be a week-long endeavor there with a lot of VIPs coming in from throughout the country and abroad. Of course, you are all invited as fellow commissioners of the of this organization. If there's anything that I can do to help, I heard about the 250th activity that's coming up for service. I believe that that might be tethered to a national movement for 2026 under America 250 celebration project from Washington, D.C. So if there's anything that I can do to help in that process, please let me know. That's all I have. Thank you.
Was you okay?
All right. So one of our women vets, Evelyn Carroll Marine, she had her 102nd birthday on April 6th. So they had a celebration for her. She's fiery. She's a pistol. Her memory's not that great, but she's still full of piss and vinegar. I hate to say it. She's definitely a Marine through and through. She still likes to have a little whiskey before she takes her nap. And she knows if you watered it down, and she will chew you out if you touch it. Like, she will lay into you. I mean, she's one of these. I hear when she went on her honor flight a few years ago, when they were in D.C., I guess a Marine general was happened to be at Arlington Cemetery, and he came over. So any women that happen to be on an honor flight, they have lunch at the Women's Memorial, if there's any women on the honor flight. So they were having lunch there. This general comes by. And she chews him out for having the core frame shoes. And she's like, that's cheap. I mean, she laid into him from what I hear, this Marine general. And I'm like, pistol, I just love her. Anyways, I heard he felt very badly. And he apologized to her for wearing those shoes and not the old polished kind. But anyways, we love her. She's always a pistol. So she had her birthday there. Let's see what else. We also found out at the end of this month, we have another woman vet who's about to turn 101 on April 23rd in Oro Valley, Ms. Arlene Casper. She's in memory care. I'm not sure if they're going to do anything, but she is staying at the Copper Canyon Memory Care. They said, you know, feel free to reach out and see if y'all can go visit her and stuff. She's turning 101. She's a Marine. So y'all Marines, you know, she's out there. and she has not been honored with a living legend proclamation from the Women's Memorial. So any information y'all have on her, I need to make sure that her story is all up to date in our memorial database. Pictures, stories, please feel free to email them. You can send them to Amara. She'll send them to me. But we're going to be preparing a living legend proclamation for her. I also heard rumors she may be in hospice, but she's also in memory care, unless they have hospice there. Hopefully not, because otherwise I need to expedite that, but I will be working on that for her. And any other women in the community, they don't have to be 100 or whatever, mm-hmm. but if you want to honor them, just let me know, and we will work on that proclamation and stuff for them. So otherwise, that's it for me. So keep getting your women registered with our memorial so we can safeguard their stories and stuff there.
Okay. Yeah, that means you, Ann Hollis. Tell your story. let's see. I was a little distracted when Ann was talking about the cemetery. Wanted to bring up that they're having their golf tournament 6/14. Missing in America Project is April 12th. They also have click tickets for sale, like a lot of nonprofits around the city. We have, the Memorial Day is May 26th, and I invite you all to come place a wreath at East Lawn or South Lawn cemeteries. Flags will be placed by Boy Scouts on Saturday, at 8 a.m. until they're done. And memorial services start at 9 a.m. at East Lawn and South Lawn, May 26th. And then the Tucson Detachment Marine Corps League has their 7th annual Andy Lopez Memorial Golf Tournament on the 14th as well. It's Father's Day weekend, so but they're looking for swag for bags. So if you want to promote businesses or your organization, please feel free to make donations. And the Disabled American Veterans Auxiliary Cactus Unit 2 invites you to a fundraiser dinner Friday, April 25th at the Disabled American Veterans Chapter 18 on First Avenue. That's Swan and Speedway. And $7 per plate. And all monies go directly to help veterans. I know they do a lot of donating to the voluntary services at the VA. I think that's it.
Oh, thanks.
He said nothing to record. Okay. He texted me.
And Mr. William Burks. I don't have anything. Is that fun?
Awesome.
Okay. All right. All right. So item 13, any future agenda items that anyone wants to add on? You know, I think we have, at least 2 weeks before the next agenda, if you think of anything or have anybody else that you'd like to come and talk to us about or whatever, let us know, and we'll get that on the agenda.
Yeah, Madam Chair, this is Terry Byron. I know we're in April already. May we go dark in June, July, and August. So I think May we need it? To add that to the
agenda
that agenda we're going to go dark. That yeah. we're going to go dark in May.
Okay.
And then I'll have the fundraising report. So.
Any go fast before we move on here?
We can actually remove the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War because that already happened. So,
yep.
And the 9/11 Memorial.
Madam yes. Chair, MOWW, an item for future emphasis also dovetailed with the convention coming up in August, where MOWW has been cleared by state for a historical marker at the Arizona Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Atlanta. The dedication ceremony is tentatively scheduled for Tuesday, the 5th of August. We don't know whether it will be a morning or afternoon session. It depends on what we can work out with the cemetery administration. I heard Terry say that it might still be dark for the month of August. But regardless, everyone's invited to the ceremony. We're going to have a filming crew there to capture the historic moment. And you're all invited. More information to come as we coordinate the event for August. Thank you.
Okay. Any others? Lorraine, I thought I saw your hand up.
Yes, thank you for that. I think that MOWW cleared it up for me, but we are definitely going dark June, July, and August, just like last year. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So then item 4, Bruce, if you can lead us out with the benediction, please.
Father, we come to you again, and we thank you for provision and protection that you give each of us every day. And we especially ask you for protection until we meet here again in May. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. All right. This adjourns at 6:50 p.m. We will see you next meeting. Last one before we go dark, May 14th.
Thank you all. Be safe.
Bye. Bye.